بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الحث على الازدياد من الخير في أواخر العمر. There is the 12th chapter in the Kitab, and this chapter is about encouragement that a person should do more good deeds towards the end of his life. Whole life he must do, and towards the end he must increase in his good deeds. This is the system of Islam. Unfortunately, the Western way of life, and which we are all following unfortunately, is that when you become 60, 65, you retire. In Islam, there is no retirement. A person must carry on working right till his mort. Hazrat Maulana Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband, he said that when people of the world retire a person, he says he's retired, then according to us, now he is worthy of work. Now he is capable, and now work can be taken. By the age of 60, 65, the experience a person has gained, even just naturally, and if he was working all the time, the experience he has gained in there, it has ripened and matured now. And now is the time to take advantage and benefit of that. Not that the person now sits at home doing nothing. Of course, perhaps because of age or because of health, he can't do the practical physical work he was doing. But there's a lot of other work that he can do, and that should be taken from such a person. Not that when we become old, we also in debt. Even in our ibadat, now I'm old now I'm going to take it easy. I'll make my namazes at home, etc. Now there's the time to go more to the masjid. Unless a person, according to Shariat, has got an excuse. Otherwise, he should be going more to the masjid. In Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have now finished all your work of dunya, or all your other work, even in dini work, now you have finished all your teaching and all dini efforts, then now engage more in the ibadat of Allah. And in the word, fansab, nasab, is that so much ibadat that you get tired of it. Not just little bit, that you just read one page of Quran Sharif and then you put it away. No, read so much that you can feel the strain on you. Namaz is also, not just that we make two rakat, but we make so much namazes that we feel the strain of it. So that should be the attitude of a believer towards the end of his life. In Darul Uloom Deoband, there was an ustad who taught his whole life. And then he thought, now I'm gone old now, let me stop teaching. At that time, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was the Nazim at Ta'limat, in charge of all the education, which ustad should teach, which kitab, etc. He was gone on safar. When he came back, he found that the ustad has put in his resignation that he won't be teaching. So Hazrat called him up and told him, don't do that. That is not our way whatsoever. You are now old, you can't manage so much, but don't give it up. Keep on teaching, even if it is just one kitab. And when you meet Allah Ta'ala, you meet Allah Ta'ala in such a way that you are striving more in His path. Not that when the end of our life comes, then we stop doing our good deeds and we start taking it easy. That will be in the qabr. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga. This world is a place to strive and make effort. And that is right till mort. Qabr sone ki jaga. The qabr is the place to go and sleep then. Yeah, we want to take it easy before time. And we want to take rest now more. Take it easy. That should not be our attitude. Or jannat maze urane ki jaga. And Jannat is the place to can have great, great enjoyment. Yeah, it's not now we start taking it easy and that, and we say we are growing old gracefully. And now we are now sitting and watching TV now in old age. We are busy with other things. That is not our way at all. Our way is to strive and to strive right till the end.
And that is a sign also, whom Allah loves, He gives them that tawfiq. Otherwise there are many people who are even righteous and pious, who they kept, for example, Rosa's whole life. They say now, they are at the age of 75, 80. They say that for 60, 65 years we are keeping Rosa. Now I won't keep, I'll give fidya. And if you've got a valid excuse, it's all right. But the rosas we must keep on keeping. And the same way with our namazes also. Not take it easy. Now we are old now. Now we just want now people to pamper us also. And when we become like that, we actually become a burden to the house people also. And that everything we expect them to do, and they must pamper us, they must show us great respect, etc. No, we should carry on as the bandas and the slaves of Allah. And we must slog for Allah Ta'ala right till hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen. Till maut comes to a person. A person should keep on making effort. And during his life also, as we were reading the ayat that which is mentioned here, that a person, when he should take heed and lesson and correct his life. The lowest age for this is, which has been mentioned here, is from the age of 18. A person should now turn fully towards Allah Ta'ala. There are other views also, but it shows, and this must carry on right through, till when a person becomes old, he mustn't feel that I've done a lot now. Now let me rest now. No, we must carry on. That is our way. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to strive in His way. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, did we not grant you a sufficient age? We grant you an age, and that age, different views have come. From the age of 18, age of 40, age of 60, when a person reaches any of those ages, then he must now turn more to Allah. Allah gave you enough time that you could meditate, you could become mature, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually. Now you could think that I have to prepare for my eternal life of the Akhirah. مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ. That age I gave you in which a person ponders and meditates. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرِ. And I send my warnings to you also. For example, by the age of 18, the beard of a boy starts coming out. That is now a warner from Allah. Now you are getting old now. It's no more your childhood that you can carry on irresponsibly and do as you want to. Realize your beard is coming out now, you must become responsible now and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And the age of 40 is famous for this. And it was a habit of the people of Medina Sharif that in the good days of the past, whoever turned 40, he would so to say wrap up his bedding. Now the time of sleeping is gone now. Now it's time to turn to Allah and to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And by the age of 60, a person must not then be lax at all. Now he's already on his last lap. And we have to prepare fully now for that life of the Akhirah. So anyway, we all should try as early as possible. Don't delay in this matter. And get prepared for our real life of Akhirah and not be overtaken. And we should take off the blinkers from our eyes that we are just seeing this dunya. See the Akhirah, the real life. And for that, lot of effort is required. Though Allah has made it very easy compared to dunya's effort, Akhirah's effort is much, much more easier. It's not difficult, but we must engage in that effort. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to go before Nabuwat to the Mount of Hira, and he should go and make the ibadat of Allah there. Once he gained Nabuwat, then no more going to Hira. Now was the duty of Nabuwat. And for that, now Mount Hira's effort came into the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That during the day, Allah Ta'ala told him, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir. In the day, make the ibadat of Allah. to warn the people, call them towards Allah. And we see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam morning to night, day after day, was making this effort. And then at night also no rest. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. The effort of the night to get nur from Allah. It must come in our heart. Otherwise, if we are giving bayans, we are going in jamaat, we are giving, we are teaching, but there is no nur in the heart, it will be just empty words that we will be giving. So the night, we have to turn to Allah and get nur in our heart. And then in the day, our talks will have effect, which is also common on our tongue, that nobody listens. And people say, words don't have effect anymore. It is because we're not making the night's effort. If we make the night's effort, the ibadat of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, now when we will talk, those words will go full of power, and they will have effect on the people. But when we don't make any ibadat, we don't fill our hearts with nur, what are we going to give the people? If we are teaching, what are we going to teach to our students? Just empty words we will be giving. And unfortunately then, they will also pass on empty words to their students. And that is all just an outward show of deen, but the reality of deen was not in the least, but will it be there. And we all will be happy, we are learning, teaching deen, we are giving bayan, we are doing lot work of deen, but there will be no deen whatsoever. So that effort is also necessary, and a person should turn towards that as soon as he can and make his insight also, then we will see the great difference by that effort for the people, how people will benefit. Previously, there were a lot of people like that. But today, even with a fine comb, you look in the, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack to find people like that. They have become completely, we don't see such people. And also, we must have every masjid. Previously, used to have people who were called the pegs of the masjid. They were devoted to the masjid. Today, unfortunately, our masjids are also empty. And so we don't have anyone to look up to also. Those who are called the ulama and who are called the mashayikh, they should turn in this direction so people have somebody to see and follow. When we haven't got that, now unfortunately the ummah has landed that some film star is their hero, or some singer, or some soccer player, where from where we have dropped to where we have gone. All because we don't keep the akhirat in mind and we are not preparing for our akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.